names of God. So we'll say, let's end off over here. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, Tamidi Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. So we'll remember again, there are a number of mesechtos that end off with this last piece. So Rabbi Elazar says in Rabbi Chanina, Torah scholars amplify peace in the world. Shene Emar, V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem, V'rav Shalom Banayich. So we'll say, because the pasuk says, all of your children ultimately are students of Hashem, V'rav Shalom Banayich, and literally great peace among your sons. Remember the Gemara Darshins, Al Tikri Banayich, Ela Bonayich. Do not go ahead and read it as your sons, but rather read it as those who build you. So Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Elazar says this beautiful idea. We'll talk about this more at the Siyum. But Rabbi Elazar says this beautiful idea in Rabbi Chanina that Tamdi Chachamim amplifies Shalom. And so as well say, so listen to this. I want to share with you an amazing idea from Yecheskel Abramsky. So Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky says the following. He says so beautifully, listen to this. What does it mean that Tamidi Chachamim are Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? Right? What does that mean that Torah scholars go ahead and amplify peace in the world? So listen to this. He says, Sha'ina Kavana, Shetamidi Chachamim Hochem mi Bayis Labayis, Laharbo Shalom Bein Ishla Ishto, Bein Adam Lachavero. It doesn't mean that Tam Chachamim is going house to house trying to make Shalom Bayis in this marriage or to try to appease this. And so what does it mean? Listen to this. Get ready. Ella, She'inyan Shalom. Who hefech kapei devakas. Shalom is the absence, or the opposite of anger, and animosity. So listen to, get ready. V'inyonim elu shayachim kasher ha'adam eno savea ratzon u'mimurar v'ein lo sipuk v'az hu makbed v'koiz al kol davar pa'ut shena'ase shlo ritzono u'matil ima al kol savivav. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky advanced an amazing idea. He says, why do people get angry? So this is very simply, right? You see angry people. Why are angry people normally angry? Right? Why? Because they're not happy with who they are. Right? If you see, and you see this, people who are cynical and people who are jaded and people, they're not happy with the person they are. Because says that's why, and I'll say it's in a very important so because sometimes we have interactions with people, and like they're so abrasive, and they're so difficult, and they're so unpleasant, and they're so cynical, and they're so caustic, and they're so jaded. You wonder like what's wrong with that person? Like, and the answer is for whatever the reason, they're not happy with who they are, and that's and again, it's difficult for a pure person to say I'm not happy with who I am. So instead, they create a different kind of abrasive worldview about everyone and everything else. He says, "Aval hagdaras tamtchacham ha'amiti hu shumali osher v'sipok u'sviyas ratzon v'nachas ruach." But Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky so beautifully, a tamtchacham is someone who has a spiritually rich life. And that person has God, and that person has Torah, and that person has mitzvos, and that person feels content. And therefore he says, va'oneg ba yeshuar, he feels so much joy in life. Me'adaf gimara shalama yoser me'asher agvir ha'ad milad shirviach, and the Talmud Chacham feels more joy in his Torah than the businessman with his millions of dollars. Umemela Eino makbid al mu'uma, ki umale oneg v'sipuk v'tamid mitalmudo, v'lo ichpas lo mishar in yorim shenichashuvu umbaze marbim shalom ba'olam. So this is something so amazing. It's not the shab that the Talmud Chacham goes around making shalom with everyone. But you know what? The Talmud Chacham himself becomes a bastion of shalom. A beacon of shalom. Why? Because it was, you know how you have shalom in life? Very simple idea. And this is shalom for your marriage. This is shalom with your kids. This is shalom with your employer. This is... If you're happy with who you are, you will have a shalom dik life. If you're unhappy with who you are, you'll never find inner peace, and you'll never find external peace either. You'll always find something to lash out at. You'll always have something to be cynical at. So he says, what does it mean? Tamidi chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. It means that the Talmud Chacham, by definition, is someone who's happy. He's sameach b'chalko. Why? Because he has Torah, because he has ruchnius, because he has mitzvos, and most importantly, because he has a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when there are Talmidei Chachamim in this world who have that, they're Marbim Shalom just by their pure presence. And I will say it's an incredible way that the Masechta is ending off. Because now we come to the end of Masechas Nazir. And the truth is, right, there are mixed reactions. I know most of us are sad to see it go. But there might be a few who are saying, phew, right? But I will say, you know what the amazing part is? The amazing part is that we begin our day every single morning with what really matters. The hour that we spend between 5:45 and 6:45, these are the things that matter in life most. And I'll tell you something else. Meseches Nazir, these dapim, this is where your happiness is going to come from. If you think your happiness is going to come from the ravens, I think we've all seen that is not the case, right? If you think it's going to come from anything external, if you think it's going to come from something you buy, from something you drive, from somewhere you go, those are all nice things. We should enjoy all of them. But that's not where life happiness is going to come from. Life happiness comes from Meseches Nazir. Life happiness comes from Chumash. Life happiness comes from Chesed. Life happiness comes from Mitzvos. If you want to be a Shalom Dik person, it's not going to be through anything you could acquire, but it's going to be through all of this beautiful spirituality that we ingest. That's what it means. Tamidi Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Because if you ever meet great people, real Tamidi Chacham, like we saw in Sefer Shalom, not just people who learn a lot of Torah, but people who have the Midos as well, you know what's amazing? I remember that I had the one time this chus to be in Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach's house. I remember I was with him alone in his study. And I'll tell you that the one thing I remember, I was a young man, I was 18 years old. I remember what I remember most was an incredible feeling of tranquility. There was such a sense of peace. And it wasn't because he did not live in anything fancy, far from anything, from very basic. There was such a sense of peace and such a sense of contentment and such a sense of, and I'll tell you, I've spent the rest of my life trying to feel that peace again. And I've not been successful. That's what it means. We become so complicated because we think that we're going to find shalom and happiness by where we live, by what we do. Those are all nice. That's not where shalom comes from, Zerbosai. Shalom comes from here. Shalom comes, true happiness, true peace comes from what we do each and every morning. And Baruch Hashem, Shechianu v'kimanu v'gianu, we'll make our official siyum Sunday night. I sent out the beautiful email. We'll make our siyum together. We'll complete Meseches Nazir Kabbalah. But just understand that what we're doing over here, because sometimes we learn these dapim, with this we'll have to go daven, but sometimes we learn these dapim, and we wonder, why the heck am I getting up at ridiculous hours of the morning to learn about ladlefuls of corpse dust and all this other stuff over here? Because of us, I understand that some way, somehow, that gives us shalom in life. Mazel tov on finishing this mesechta. Halavai, we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to learn together for many more mesechtos. We should each of us be zoche to become tamidi chachamim, and through our continued journey in Torah, we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to find inner shalom, to find external shalom, and halavai in the zuchus of all the internal shalom that we are generating for ourselves, halavai, a beautiful blanket of shalom should cover all of us, should cover all of Klal Yisrael, especially in these difficult times. It's both. No. It's not an either or. You can't be a proper Jew without Torah knowledge. So you need both. But Torah knowledge without Midos is not enough. But it has to be Torah knowledge with you. So you have your Midos, and then you have to have your Torah knowledge as well. You have to have both.